You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
All of us here have our seasons that we go on with our own love life. As I've said to those of your students, the Lord is preparing you for such a time that we want to let you know, and you got to understand that I hope in your life as the Lord is building such foundations in you that one day you will not end up with a nerd. You will not end up with a jerk. You will not end up with someone who's trying to win your heart simply because for the benefit of himself or herself, but only for the purpose and the glory of God. We all have seasons in life that I believe there are stages in our life as we go on to the so-called life. The first one has something to do with friendship stage. We build relationship. We build godly relationship with one another. And after that, as the Lord prepared you for someone, then there's what you call a courtship stage. Everybody say courtship stage. Maybe some of you are going through that courtship stage. Maybe you are in a relationship already. And then after courtship stage, there's what you call marriage. Everybody say marriage. The three stages should work hand in hand. And for the record, you don't stop the courtship stage simply because you are married. And you don't stop the friendship stage, married people, married couple, if you are been married for years. You know, every year I have discovered many things about my wife that I come to a conclusion that truly women are fickle-minded. Why can't you admit that, all right? Listen, my wife changes from time to time the way this is what she wants. This is after a few minutes, this is, oh, this is another thing that she wants. Guess what? It's not her, it's the problem, it's me. Since I married her, she's not supposed to change. I'm supposed to change for her. And sometimes we think men, we're trying to be the leader of the house and we call the shots simply because we are the men. If you are the real man, guess what? You got to follow what your spouse, your queen wants. Eh, nung nililigawan mo ba siya? Nag-a-adjust ba siya sa'yo? O ikaw ay nag-a-adjust sa kanya? Eh, nung kasala kayo, bakit ikaw yung nag-a-adjust at hindi ka mag-adjust sa kanya? Eh, pinakasala mo siya. Hello? But of course, there's a balance to that. We want to make sure that women also would recognize God's word. Okay, parang nagaganunan kayo, ha? Nangungusap na ba si Lord? Bro, wala pa to. Introduction pa lang to, ha? Nawala ako. Ikaw to lang kulit mo. We want to make sure that we do this right. Are you here with me? Marriage is something that the Lord has prepared you and keeps on preparing you because God is a God of timing. God also is a God who's preparing the right person for you because God is a matchmaker. You know, before I happened to court my wife, God would tease me. And I thought it's from the devil. I would rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I was in an outreach where my wife, all right, I just like her. And I just really get developed the feeling, my emotions towards her. And God was the one telling me, "Oy, si Rizelian, I rebuke you in Jesus' name." But God was so good. The Lord was preparing me for such a time that when he says it's time, nobody can question God. What is friendship? According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, defines friendship as a state of being friends, the quality of being friendly. Friendship is reduced to a status or a quality, but do you realize that the word friend is taken so lightly nowadays that you can be friendly to some people without you being their friends? You may have so many friends, hundreds and even thousands on Facebook, and yet there's no true friendship there. You might be connected to so many people. Maybe the person next to you, you know him, you know the background, you know the personality about the person, and still the person is not your friend. Hello. But do you realize the very reason why all of us were created simply because of relationship? The very reason that you exist is simply because, number one, to relate to our God, that He's a God of relationship, that relationship has nothing to do with man, but God Himself, that He gave Jesus to us for Jesus to be an example on how to relate to one another, so that He is our ultimate example on how to relate with others. As we relate to God and we begin to realize, hey, look, there is a proper way of relating to one another. Are you here with me? The guy who wrote Ecclesiastes is the wisest man who ever lived here on earth. Tell me the wise man that you ever know. Nobody will come close to this guy. In fact, based on what he said this: all wealth, all your work, your labor, it's meaningless. How good is it for you to have all the achievements, all the faith goals that you've written down? Probably you got it. Wow, praise God. Everything. The Lord answered, but what about this? What about the people whom you so-called friends, are you still friends with them? Friendship is so important, as Dr. Tim Keller, one of the well-known pastors right now, who is pastoring a church in New York, made mention about friendship, and he says, friendship is a deep oneness that develops when two people speaking the truth in love to one another journey together at the same horizon. You know, I would appreciate a man who would be on my face, tell me the truth, no matter how hard would that be, as long as he would tell me the truth. Probably the things that I would don't want to hear, but I need to hear. Than for someone who will put a smile in his face, but the back of his mind, there's so many things going on around me, trying to flatter me, and yet deep within has offense, complaints, all this issue against me. Friendship in every generation gives such importance that how relationship must work. Probably during the time of Pastor Alfred, there was a song, all right, that, I don't know, probably he likes it, or maybe his wife, all right. The title of the song goes like, that's what friends are for. Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for. Kuwari na sa sierra ko. In good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for. But during the time of Pastor Winston, all right, there's another song that I'm sure if he's here today, he will sing it to us. But since we have some video guys over here in front, all right, James Taylor, my man, all right, a very well-known song. Brando, kaya mo to. Okay. Pakitaan natin, please. Take it away, my friend. 1, 2, 3, go.
Pastor Mark, Jason Maras ang alam ko eh.
Okay. Security Taylor? guard, paalis na nga to. All right. Bro, take it away. Jason Maras. Come on.
When you're down, you're in trouble, and you need a helping hand, Nothing. Ano yun? Oh, nothing is going right. Yun lang, pastor, baka
di pa tapos eh, di pa tapos. Ako yung pastor eh. Sorry ah, ako yung...
sorry.
Tapusin mo, wala na tayong time eh.
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night.
Dun, dun, dun.
You just call out my name.
Up my name.
And you know wherever Woo! I
Put your hands together now. Come on.
I'm running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you have to do is call. And I'll be there. Yeah. You've got a friend.
All right. Guys, by the way, just want to let you know, all right, we are a church here. And how many of you know that as a church, we need to have fun? That's the place. This is the place where you could have fun, all right? And we're going to make fun with you later on. You know, friendship in different generations really emphasize the importance of building relationships. And based on the scripture that we read, we believe that there are benefits of having friends. For those of you who've been married for years, here's for you. John Gottman, a sociologist and researcher, says that men and women are totally different. But there's one thing they hold in common. What is that? 70% of married men and women have expressed the most common important thing for them is that their spouse, yung asawa nila, be their nearest and dearest friend. If you want your marriage to work, question is, how do you know your friend? And I hope the person that you married to is not just a friend. I hope he or she is your best friend. Are you here with me? What are the benefits of having friends? Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9 NIV says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. Number one, productivity. Ever say productivity? For Solomon, the problem there has been resolved if only people would understand the importance of community. And the community that was emphasized in the Bible. You know what is that community? It's called the church. Discipleship is relationship. The church is built up of people, not a memorial. It's built up on different parts and yet form one body. And for that to function well, every part needs to be connected to one another for them to build up the relationship so the body of Christ may be built up. Are you here with me? Productivity. Sabi po ng Bible, he who walks with the wise grows wise. How many of you here wants to be wise? But a companion of fools suffer harm. Let me tell you this. You tell me your friends and I tell you who you are. You tell me your friends and I'll tell you exactly what kind of a person are you. If you hang around with men who's foolish, who are drunkards, I'll not be surprised if you're one. If you hang around with people who just basically make tambay and do nothing with their lives, all right, tipong puro dividendaso na lang, taya sa karera, taya sa loto, talaga mo na mangyayari sa'yo. Ganun ka eh. Kasi ganun sila. It's important for us to understand who the people that you are with. And let me tell you this. God wants to see productivity on the people around you. One horse can pull 4,000 pounds. But do you realize when there's another horse that they would work together as partners? You know how much, how big, how many pounds that they could pull together? What do you think? 8,000? 10,000? 12,000 na? 24,000 pounds. Think about that. That's why it's more fun to be with friends during the time when break time, coffee, all right, lunch, with meals, watching movie with friends. Parang nakakabato naman yata pag mag-isa ka lang. Hindi ho tinalaga ni Lord na para mag-isa tayo. Even it's more fun to celebrate with special moments. Not just special moments, but even the times wherein you are down. And I just want to tell you this. I know that this guy, Alfred, will stick out with me, not on the point where I'm successful, but even to the point that I'm failing. Because not all the time we're okay. There will be down moments where you know who your real friends are during the moment that when you're down. And the best way to figure out to know who these people are in the church. Are you here with me? Again, for all those of you who are married, here's for you. The same guy who made mention about 70% of men and women were totally different. They said, we want our spouses to be our friends, our dearest, nearest friend. The same guy, he said, happy marriages are based on a deep friendship. By this, I mean mutual respect for and enjoyment of each other's company. These couples tend to know each other intimately. They are well-versed in each other's likes, dislikes, personality quirks, hopes, and dreams. They have an abiding regard for each other and express this fondness not just in the big ways, but in the little ways, day in and day out. Husband and wives, I hope the goal of family is not just to raise up kids, but to enjoy our partner. Are you here with me? And for the record, marriage is about companionship. It's not about romance. To be more precise, single people, students, marriage is not about sex. It's about building relationship and keeps on building that relationship with someone whom you called partner in life, for better or for worse, will be together. Not just being together, but we're going to be together serving God, allowing God to move in our behalf. Are you here with me? Second, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, it says, verse 10, if one falls down, his friend can help him up, but pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Kawawa naman, pag may nagka-problema ka, tapos wala kang malapitan. Ba't wala kang malapitan? Kasi nahihiya ka. Ba't ka nahihiya? Kasi nga, baka naman nag-compromise ka, baka may kasalanan ka, iniisip mo lang, yung church pang Sunday. Hello? Eh kaya nga, church is about relationship. 24/7. It's not about our former religion to some wherein we just sit around and listen to the preacher or to the priest and after that, go home and do whatever you want. No. How many friends do you have here in church that can protect you? How many people do we have here in church that can look straight at your eyes and tell you what you want to hear and what you don't want to hear? How many of us would know that somebody will stick with you no matter what, even you're right there at the bottom of living hell? There should be protection. Are you here with me? Do you realize that wolves rarely attack sheep in a herd? Alam niyo ba yon? Yung mga wolves, hindi atake yan pag maraming sheep. Maghihintay yan, pag isang sheep na yan would isolate himself, drag himself away from the herd, and that's the moment that wolves, devils, will attack you when you are alone, when you are independent, when you are in isolation, that he knows. He knows how to break you apart. He knows exactly your weaknesses. When you're alone, that you're vulnerable. Nobody knows that you can compromise. Nobody knows. No one is there to see you. How many people do you have in your life will tell you the very things that you don't want to hear? Recently, I was corrected
by our apostolic leaders, our pastors. And I want to tell you this. I submit to you. You want an honest answer? Oh boy, it's painful. Right there in my face. Mark, you got to realize this is the point that we want to let you know. This is, sakit pare. Pwede lang. Umalis doon. But I realize these people are the same people who gave their lives to me. And I need to hear what they were saying. It might be hard. It's straight to the heart. It breaks my pride. But guess what? To God, that pride is a pleasing aroma reaching to His nostrils that God is enjoying in the midst of me having those painful moments, hearing the very things that I need to hear because God is breaking my pride. There are blind spots that somebody has to tell you. You're like this. You need to change. If there's no one who could tell you and you are not accountable of, I'm bothered with that. I'm scared with you. No wonder you're living the kind of life that you're not supposed to live. But God has given you the choice. Kaya nga may victory groups po tayo eh. Ilang beses na we want to tell you, you got to grow in your relationship with God. That God wants to use you. But what do you think about a church? It's just a Sunday thing? It's not, for the record. That's why we allow God to work. Because there's more than what you've ever imagined that God wants to see you being successful. And you will be successful only in accordance to God's will and God's ways. Can you say amen? We are our brother's keepers. We check one another. Whether you're single or married, we protect one another. I just want to let you know that. Help one another. Sharpen one another. Protect our marriages. Protect our marriage bed. We guard one another. And I love this church. This church, I'm telling you this, that's why I'm here for years. This church will not tolerate my pride. This church will not tolerate my foolishness. Because we don't live independently, we are under a covering of people who can speak freely. And if you don't want to get hurt, who will? And I like people, friends of mine, who will speak directly and tell me, you got to hear this, Mark. It's foolish. Sakit. But I needed that. Protection. Number three. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm, but how can one keep warm alone? Wow, friends, keeping warm together. What do you mean to say we're going to be in one bed? You know, we're friends. No, not that. Here's the context. In ancient times, during the early, especially in Europe, all right, those who travel stay in a tent at night. They huddle together and bring in gathered animals around them for warmth. There are times when your heart becomes cold and you need someone who could flame that fire. Hello, kung ikaw, medyo nalalamig ka na, sino ba yung mga kaibigan mo? Yung mga kaibigan mo dapat na nagsasabi sa'yo, pare, tigil mo na yan. Pare, ginagawa mo yan, nagko-compromise ka na. Who are those people who will not tolerate you? Who are those people who would fan the flame and tell you and encourage you and inspire and edify you? Hey, look, this is not about you. This is not about us. It's about Jesus, the one who saved us for us to do our purpose for His glory. You know, growing up, I got saved in Victory U-Belt, wherein we have friends, build relationship with other students. And one of them is Mel Techo, all right? And Mel Techo, we have to separate ways. He's my friend. And right now, he's in General Santos. One of them is Donnie Perez. Donnie is in Dumaguete. One of them is Benny Bagawizan, who is in the northern part of our nation.
One of them is Ryan Guidor, all right, who is in Bacolod. These are men who stick close together with us and tell us, guys, listen, we're going to serve God no matter what. And not only serving God, but we want to make sure that our marriages are right. If your wives talk to us about your foolishness, we're going to rebuke you. We want to make sure that your lives, your relationship is right before God. We got to separate ways. Why? Because of passion to serve God. Because true and loyal friends around us will keep us on fire for God. Passion, zeal, commitment, enthusiasm can be contagious. That's why it is so important to surround yourself with godly men and women who has godly passions to advance the kingdom of God. It's like a hot coal. It will die quickly if you put that coal outside from the whole pack. It's going to die quickly. It's so important, single people, to have friends who will help you to be passionate for God. Married people, it's so important for you to spur one another in love with your spouses and help one another be passionate about Christ. That our priority, my friends, is not our spouses, it's not your kids. Our priority is Jesus and His purpose. God didn't call you to be a father. God didn't call you to be a husband and wife. God called you to be a Christian first. The Bible says, treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. Everybody say absolute purity. You know, when I met, before I proposed to my wife, she was indeed a friend, all right? And we're totally opposite to each other, personality, background. First time she saw me, she said, super yabang nitong taon to. Sabihan ako super yabang? Sabi ko, hindi ako super yabang, malakas lang ang dating ko. Mayabang na rin yan, di ba? Okay. Anyway, niyayabangan siya sa akin. Eh, nung nakita ko siya, sabi ko, ano ba naman yan? Parang siyang probinsyana. Totally opposite kami talaga. Talagang grabe. Hindi pa. Tapos taga-PUP siya, taga-Usti ako. And so, kita mo lang, parang iba talaga. But there was something there. There was something there that developed. Because we are so different, I begin to realize, I don't want to marry someone who's totally the same with me, same personality, na malakas ang dating. Paano kung malakas ang dating ko, napangasawa ko, malakas din ang dating, eh di gulo yan, war yan. Tingnan yung asawa nyo, pareho ba kayo? Di ba hindi? Opposite at yun. One thing about I love my wife is because of her humility and passion. And that attracted me to her. Not because of any paraphernalia, not because of whatever. And God developed that maturity in me. And I want to encourage some of you here, single ladies, men, don't look for face value. Don't look because somebody gave you the attention. You got to know the person whom you want to relate and someday be in a relationship. And I want to tell you this, if you're not ready to get married, you don't have the right to be in a relationship. Sorry to say that. You're wasting your money. You're wasting your emotional life. You're wasting your time. Instead of you pursuing your emotions and passion to advance the kingdom of God, saan ka? Nandun ka. Kasama mo siya. Nag-holding hands. Oh, Lord. O sige, kiss na. The Bible says, going back to the scripture, treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters. Hindi lang tapos to. Sinabi pa doon, with pare, Danes tayo talo. Brother ka. Sister ka. I'll take care of you. The way I take care of my natural sister is the one, if you're a sister in the house, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to love you the way I treat my sister. Yung sister ko ba, inahalikan ko? Yung sister ko ba, nag-holding hands ka, sweet tayo, sister, no? Wow, subuhan kita. O sige, ito ka rin.
Ganun ba makipag-relate? Eh, sabi sa Bible, absolute purity eh. Why would you get into a relationship when you're not ready to get married? You're putting yourself to risk, my friend. And that's why... Never mind. Hallelujah. Namana. Okay. All right. Fourth point. Power. Everybody say power. Sabi po ng Bible. So verse 12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. But a cord of three strands is not what? Quickly broken. Do you realize that in a strand of rope, strong rope or cord seems like it only has two strands, but it's not. A strong rope is intertwined not with two strands, but three strands which make the cord so strong. If it's just two, it will quickly unravel. But if it's three, it makes the cord so strong that it will not give in and unravel. What's the whole point? What's our connection? What's the purpose of marriage? What's the purpose of relationship? What is our commonality, if you will? Common denominator. What is the center of what makes this relationship work? It's not just a strand, it's a person. And that person gave his life to all of us so that he will be the center of this relationship. That's why here in this church is the best way to build relationship. This is the best way to express yourselves. That's why here in this church there are other people who need to understand that they needed Jesus Christ in their own life. Why? Because life is not worth living for. Or maybe life is not worth dying for apart from the third strand, the person of Jesus Christ. I tell you what, friends are like elevators. It's like they build you up or they put you down. You know what Christ did? Christ gave himself for us. He went down, stooped down on our level for us to be great. He stooped down for us to express the kind of love a person needs to express and show and demonstrate to one another for this friendship and relationship to work. Here's what it says. John 15 verse 13 says, greater love has no other than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Everybody say, lay down his life. For his friends. What do you mean by this? You know what? Christ is the Savior, King, Ruler, Master, Sovereign God. But guess what? The way he treated us being King is that we are his subjects. We are his servants. Right? But that changed when he gave his life for us, laying it down, so that he could call you friends. Not just servants, but friends. And because that's the way he relate to us. Folks, we could relay our lives to one another by laying down and say, no matter what, for you, I'm laying down my life. It's hard, but that's the way what love is. That's the way we need to relate for one another. Why? Because that's what Jesus did for us. The church, he laid down his life for us to lay it down for others. As we leave this place about friendship, let's remember the foundation of enjoying healthy and God-honoring relationships is friendship. Let's say that all together now, on the count of three. One, two, three, go. The foundation of enjoying healthy and God-honoring relationships is friendship. We could treat one another with respect, laying down our lives for one another at the same time with absolute purity. Not like the world. They will relate to you for the benefit of getting something from you. But for Jesus, no. I'm surrendering and laying down my life for all of you. Can you say amen? Can we just bow our heads right now? Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity to hear your word. And maybe, Lord God, even as we hear God's word today, you have spoken, you have convicted, you have renewed our minds and opened our hearts towards the right way to relate to one another. Lord, maybe this is the first time we hear God's word relating to the opposite sex, that we need to treat one another as sisters, as brothers, with absolute purity. Lord, I know every one of us here have such a future, and you're preparing us for the stages of life, of friendship, of courtship, and even our marriage. And maybe to some of us, Lord God, who's been married for years, Lord, I pray that you break that familiarity spirit, that you spur that kind of love for one another, that all the more, Lord God, we will build such friendship. It's not about business. It's not about what we do, but it's about treating one another with respect and love and harmony and working things out for us to walk intimately, just as you walk with us intimately. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for those of us, Lord God, who's been married for years. You know who we are. You know where we're at. You know our condition, our heart's condition. Lord, I pray that you would help us. If we're not treating our spouses right, Lord, I pray that you would help us get right. Lord, you are the foundation of a true and genuine relationship. When you said to lay down your life for one another, Lord, I pray that let every husband and wives lay down their lives for one another, that there will be no ifs and buts, but they will give their lives just as you have given our lives. Lord, I pray for the single people who are here. We haven't talked about next week yet, about our own Valentines. But Lord, I just pray that you prepare them today. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you shed your light toward their darkness. Lord, you've never come to condemn, but you have come to convict. You have come to make us closer to you and know your will and know your ways. Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. And Lord, I just pray today that every man, every woman, Lord God, in the house would have that conviction that truly, Lord God, it's not about them. It's not about their desire. It's not about whoever wants, but whatever you want for our life that will be done. Just as you said, lay down your life for one another. Lord, I just pray also for the young ones, the next generation, the students who are here today. Lord, I pray that you spare them from the wolves out there who will isolate them, who will attack them, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you create that deep foundation. The Lord, kahit saan man sila mapupunta, even lahat po kami, Lord God, wherever we go, we might be alone. But Lord God, we just pray for the fear of the Lord. We pray for the conviction of the Holy Spirit to be strengthened in our hearts. And so as we end this relationship, genuine friendship of laying down our lives, Lord, I just pray that you would instill this foundation in our hearts wherever we go, that we may be able to pass this on to the next generation and reach out the lost, those people whom you want to save. Father, we thank you for what you're about to do in our midst.